Thailand's parliament delays debate on casino bill. With public opposition steadily increasing, Thailand's parliament has postponed the debate on the bill that would legalize casino resorts. Originally scheduled to be debated today, April 9, the proposal will now be considered in the next legislative session this summer. The bill, approved by the cabinet in March, would permit the creation of up to 5 land-based casinos across 4 different areas in Thailand. A survey conducted in January by the National Institute of Development Administration, NIDA, found widespread public concerns about the potential rise in gambling addiction, crime, and money laundering. Many respondents were also distrustful of how transparently the government has handled the initiative. In contrast, a separate public consultation carried out by the Fiscal Policy Office, FPO, reported that 80% of participants supported the move, citing its potential to boost tourism, generate tax revenue, and create employment. However, former Election Commissioner Somchai Srisudhakorn cast doubt on the FPO's findings, suggesting the results may have been skewed to support the policy favored by the ruling coalition. Bill pulled following protests and open letter. The decision to delay the debate came after increasing public resistance, including a formal objection from 30 drafters of the 2007 Constitution. In an open letter dated April 6, they argued that the bill runs counter to the National Strategy Act, which promotes sustainable and stable economic development under the sufficiency economy philosophy. This philosophy focuses on balanced growth, risk mitigation, and limiting dependency on foreign interests. Among the signatories were Justice Jaron Pakdathanakul and legal scholar Vicha Mahakan, who raised alarms about the environmental and land use impacts of large-scale casino developments. They also criticized the speed at which the bill advanced through Parliament. Additionally, the letter pointed to the origins of the plan, attributing it to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Critics allege that Thaksin wields excessive influence over the current administration, led by his daughter, Prime Minister Paetongtarn Shinawat. According to sources cited by the Bangkok Post, Thaksin reportedly instructed coalition members to support the bill or face removal from the party. Legislative debate rescheduled for July. Earlier this week, Deputy Prime Minister Phumthum Wichayachai defended the bill and called it an economic safeguard in uncertain times. He referenced a recent 36% import tariff imposed by U.S., namely by President Donald Trump, warning that it could cost Thailand $15 billion in trade losses. Phumthum said that the bill is not about encouraging gambling, but economic survival. However, the Constitution drafters argue that using economic hardship as justification for the bill misuses the powers granted under the Constitution. Though the bill remains controversial, it's not off the table. Lawmakers are expected to revisit it in the new legislative session beginning July 3.